of Yehuda Steinberg, Parshas Kedoshim, Study Day Torah, Manchester.
Good morning. This week's parsha, Parshas Kedoshim, is a very, well, I have to say the word, even important parsha. Rashi starts off and abandons it. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Daber kol hadas b'nei Yisrael." You should speak to the whole nation. So Rashi says, "Melamed shenemar parsha zu b'hakel." This parsha was said in Hakel. Rabban mentioned it, that the whole of Klal Yisrael had to hear it. If they shavuiv gufei Torah teruin bo. Most of the important foundations of Torah are found in this week's parsha. The Gurai, the Maral, writes that every time Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, the whole of Klal Yisrael came. It's Gemara in Erevin. When Moshe Rabbeinu would speak, he would get a very nice turnout. So what's different about Parshas Kedoshim? He says, generally speaking, it was voluntary. Parshas Kedoshim, it was an obligation. So when it came to Parshas Kedoshim, every single man, woman, and child had to come and hear. There would be a nice turnout, won't fit in this room, 2-3 million people coming to hear, and they had to be there from beginning to end. That's what the Gemara says. It was not a voluntary thing. Hakka means it was a chiyuv. Every single person had to come. Why? Because shavuiv gufei Torah teruin bo. Because the majority of the important foundations of Torah are found in Parshas Kedoshim. What I'd like to do today is to take one pasuk, see if it works, and to see what we can learn from one pasuk. The pasuk is in Perek Yutes, pasuk Yud Zayin. That's the pasuk we're going to be focusing on. The pasuk says as follows. By the time we finish, hopefully we'll have a few ideas on the pasuk. Lo yisisto es achicha b'vavecho. You should not hate your brother in your heart. Ve'cheach te'cheach es hamisecho. You should rebuke your friend. Lo yisisto olav chet, and do not carry a sin for him. Because of him. That's the pasuk. Perek Yutes, pasuk Yud Zayin. The pasuk seemingly seems to be saying three different things. One is, don't hate your brother. The second thing is, don't cause an aveir, don't make an aveir out of it. We should just be aware that two of these mitzvahs, and are of the most fundamental mitzvahs that we have in the Torah. Both are separate, one of the Tariag. The first one is the sister Zachich B'Vavecho. It's one of the 630 mitzvahs that was not allowed to hate another yid. Chazal tell us that the reason the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed was because of Sinas Chinam. So it comes out that even though this is only one of the 613 mitzvahs, the reality is that the greatest punishment, which is the Chumen, is always the greatest punishment there is, which took the longest punishment, was for that this one of the 630 mitzvahs. That means, Akshvoch has got a variety of punishments depending on how severe the Aveira is. The punishment of the Churban is the greatest punishment that Hashem ever gives. And there was the Churban Ba'is Rishon, there was the Churban Ba'is Shin, there was the Churban Mishkan of Shiloh. But none of them have lasted anywhere near as long as the Churban Ba'is Sheni. So, for the Aveira of Sinas Chinam, Akshvoch has given us the worst punishment and the longest of these punishments. I have to get Moshul, our day's teacher, has got a variety of punishments. So here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, has given us the worst and for the longest amount of time possible for this one aveir of the sister Sachicha B'Vavecho, hating another eat. And the second half of the pasuk, Chiach, Chiach is Hamisecho. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us, an unbelievable Gemara, Gemara in Shabbos, Nun Heimud Aleph. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has never changed his mind after promising something good to then afterwards retract. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises something good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has never retracted. But, yes, we saw that by Ninbei, but good, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never takes it away. There was one exception. The Gemara is quite a long Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph. And the Gemara there describes in detail that during the Churban Bayis Rishon, there were Rishoyim and there were Tzadikim. These Tzadikim were on a very, very high level. Chazal say that they kept the Torah from Aleph till Tov. They kept every letter of the law. And the Gemara there says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, these tzaddikim will be safe. They will not be harmed. The Midas Adin came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, but wait a second, they could have told off other Yidden and they didn't. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, it would make not the slightest difference had they done so. Klal Yisrael were not in a position to listen. So Bidus HaDin argued, you knew that. They never knew that. They never knew that their telling off would have no effect. Says the Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're right, Umikdoshai Tochelu, that those tzaddiki were the ones that were punished first. That this is a very unique event in history, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose that even he had promised something good, to turn it to the bad, to do a punishment, because of a lack of Echiach, Techiach HaSamisechon. And the Gemara there mentions that if a person has the ability to be Mechiach his family and he doesn't, he gets punished for his whole family. His city, the whole world, he gets punished for the whole world. So in this one pasuk, which we'd like to spend today to see how much we can get out of this pasuk, amazing pasuk, we have two mitzvahs, two of the 613 mitzvahs. There is sister Sachicha Bavavecho, and Aveiro Chas Hashanah, to hate somebody, of which we said Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the worst of all punishments, and Echeach Techeach Mitzvah Techeach. So I want to go through Keseda, what we know from this pasuk. The Zohar HaKadosh says, very interesting, there is sister Sachicha Bavavecho, the big question is, why are two separate mitzvahs mentioned in one pasuk? What's the connection? Why two separate mitzvahs in one pasuk? Says the Zohar HaKadosh, that we can't do one without the other. Before you start telling somebody off, when you've eradicated all form of any kind of hatred in your heart, then you can tell them off. In fact, the Zohar HaKadosh brings the pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives a Musa to those that he loves. So therefore, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu does so, so should a person do so. So the pasuk says, sisters, get rid of all kinds of hatred, and then just say two very short stories. They say like this, both into the Musa Chofetz Chaim. He once came to an inn, and he saw a Yid coming inside, asking for food, and the Yid did not make a bracha. So he asked the innkeeper what's going on. So he said to him, he's a Cantonist, years he's been taken away from his family, he has no connection to Torah mitzvahs, you're wasting your time trying to speak to him. Chofetz Chaim went up to him, sat down next to him, and he took his hand, and he said to him, you should know that you were for years taken away from your family, for years you were under pressure to become a shumad, to baptize, to give up your Yiddishkeit, and you never did. Your chelek in Gan Eden is on the highest level. Halavai, I would have to be next to you in Gan Eden. And he spoke to him about this for a few minutes, and the person started crying, and he said that if you want to really enjoy that chelek in Gan Eden, you should try at the same time to do even more mitzvahs. And he was able to change a person. This is mamish what deserves. The sister Sachicha Bavavecho, then Echeach Techeach Samisecho. It's interesting, it brings there another story of Rav Salant. Very interesting, it takes it a step further. The Gemara Yevamos tells us that in the days of David HaMelech, there was a big famine. So David HaMelech asked, why was there a big famine? It's a very interesting answer. Because Shaul HaMelech never got a good hesped. Plus, Shaul HaMelech killed the city of Noivei HaKohanim. And the Gemara asks the question. That's two contradictory statements. One is you're telling us how the Shaul deserves more praise. On the other hand, he deserves more criticism. The Gemara says, wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishpat, there's shom po'aloi. They said the story like, was like this. When someone Salant was speaking to one of his Talmidim. And then he said, I'm sorry, but I have to stop. I need to go and give somebody some money. So the Talmid said, you know, man, it's difficult. Let me go for you. So he said, no, I have to do it. So why do you have to do it? He said, it's a Gemara. So he said, which Gemara? He said, maybe it's not in your Gemara, it's in my Gemara. He said, what's the Gemara? So he said, he actually has to tell this person off about something. And the Gemara tells us that when you say something about, when you're going to criticize, you at the same time, you have to make sure to have done whatever you can for that person's good. That's why Shaul HaMelech was going to be criticized by the Balkani, but first you have to make sure that he had the real hesped that he deserved. So therefore he said, before I do anything to criticize, I have to first make sure to pay him what I think he is owed. And that's the chilek of the sisters of Chichim Rovecho, then you chiach to chiach to misecho. There's a very, very interesting Gemara in Pesach, the Shikla Cheshman Gemara. If you have it, it's an unbelievable Gemara. The Gemara asks a kasha, that here we have a posuk, the sisters of Chichim Rovecho, it's an issa to hate another eat. It's not allowed to hate another eat. Yeah, we have another posuk in the Torah, Pash Mishpatim, Kisira Chamoy Sonacho Rivet Stachas Masoy. If you see a donkey crouching underneath its burden, just very, very briefly, there are two mitzvahs. One is loading an animal, one's unloading the animal, two completely separate mitzvahs. And the pasuk tells us that if you see your enemy and the donkey nebuch is not managing with the load, then what should you do? You should help. So Mo asks the obvious question, who are you hating? We've just apostled this parashah, his sister Sachicha B'Vavecha. So the Gemara answers, they can't be talking about a real Rosh, because then everybody would hate him. The Gemara says we're talking about somebody that you personally know to be a Rasha. Nobody else knows. And the Chofetz Chaim explains, we're talking about what you know that he did an Aveir, which is a clear Aveir, not Stam an Aveir, and he hasn't done Shuvah, then you're allowed to hate him. Okay. So that's what the Pasuk is talking about, Parshas Mishpatim, that if you've got an enemy, meaning somebody that you know to be a Rasha, and nobody else does, you've got a mitzvah to help him. So Tosfos asks a kasha like this. The Gemara Bava Metzia asks a shaila, what's better, loading or unloading? So the Gemara answers, unloading is more important than loading. Why is unloading better? Tzar Bale Chaim. You've got a donkey never stuck underneath the load when you're helping the owner plus the animal. Loading is only a mitzvah for the person, not for the animal. Then he asks another shaila, what happens if it's your enemy who needs loading and your friend that needs unloading? Who should you help first? Well, says the enemy. Tosfos, I don't understand. If we're talking about an enemy that you're not allowed to hate, I can understand. But the Gemara has explained it, that we're talking about an enemy that you're supposed to be hating. If you're supposed to be hating him because he's a Rasha, and there's a mitzvah taken, Sadech HaShem Esnor, you're meant to hate a Rasha. If you're meant to hate a Rasha, so why? The Gemara there says the reason is to eradicate the hatred. Why are you supposed to eradicate the hatred? We're talking about something you're supposed to hate. So he says, amazing idea, so says Tosfos, that the Pasuk tells us in Mishnah, Kemayim aponim leponim kemeva adam l'adam, that when a person hates somebody, comes to hate them more. And therefore what happens is this hatred will spread into areas which is beyond what the Torah expected. So therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to eradicate it because it'll come to sinner gemur v'shayach kviyas yetzer. So even though you're talking about somebody where you're supposed to hate, nevertheless, we're asking you to help load, which is a less of a mitzvah than unload to your friend, because we want to get rid of the hatred, because we're scared the hatred will spread, which is a Mordecai insight. That person has to be aware that many times you've got a certain justification. The very big problem is the justification gets spread, gets bigger, it increases in the person's mind. And this is what the Torah doesn't want. And it's also chiddush in halacha, that here you've got a Rasha on one side, and you've got a tzaddik on the other, because one that you love is a tzaddik. And the Rasha plus the Tzaddik, you've got the extra mitzvah of Tzad Bale Chaim. So you've got Tzaddik on one side with the mitzvah of Tzad Bale Chaim, and you've got Rasha on the other side without the mitzvah of Tzad Bale Chaim. It says the Gemara that it is better to help the Rasha, because that way you'll limit the hatred than to help the Tzaddik. It's unbelievable insight into how big this mitzvah of Leisisa Sochicha. So we mentioned the Gzera, mentioned the Gemara, we'll go through Kesed Rishad. Rashi says, Leisisa Olav Chet is a new mitzvah that you mustn't embarrass a person that when you tell them off. The Chofetz Chaim, and hey, brings a whole riot from here. And you see that if you're not allowed to embarrass somebody when you're telling them off, which is a mitzvah, kavachim to embarrass somebody for no reason. Can you imagine such a thing? So Shapiga says a story that he once was by the Rosh Shiva of Tel Aviv, I've got his name, and the person looked very, very pale. So he asked him, why are you so pale? Do you want me to call a doctor? So he said, imagine you would have seen somebody, a bachur yeshiva, get up and murder another bachur. How would you? You'd be the whole day. You'd be unsettled. You'd be terrified. So I just saw that happening. It was a bachur embarrassed another bachur. Because I'll say that it's Avos Vayda the Ritzicha. So the sisal of chet according to Rashi is a mitzvah not to cause embarrassment, even when you have the mitzvah of chiyach to chiyach. Okay. The Ramban has a different malach. The Ramban first says the sisal of chicha b'lvavecho. The Ramban explains that the kasha is, why it's a bilvavecha in your heart? But emes, it's a big machlikus of shonim. The kilisak of this type has got a whole simon and makas, montes, as to whether the issa of leisisa sochicha bilvavecha applies only if it's a hidden hatred, or even if it's a revealed hatred. But emes, the Ramban brings two explanations. One explanation is bilvavecha, tibah kosif behoiva. That's the normal way a person hates, is usually he hides it because he doesn't want people to know. And then the Ramban says, no, maybe it's dafka only if it's in your heart. But if you tell the person it's not, it's a big machlikus of shonim. And then the Ramban explains that Be'emes, the first half of the Pasuk and the second half of the Pasuk are connected. And he says the next Pasuk are also connected. That the Ramban says, we're talking about somebody, that somebody did something hurtful towards them. And the Torah's teaching us, the sisters of Chicha B'Vavecha, don't hate him. Rather, you should explain to him and prove to him, he says, Echiach Avomis Avimelech, the word Echiach over here, is not just telling him off about some random avir that he did, but not on Hashemayim. But rather, explain to him how it bothers you what he's done. And then, leisisa lov chet will automatically not be carrying in aveira. And the next pasuk says, leisikev, leisitev, v'atulecha, kameicha. The Ramban explains that if a person is makbid on this mahalach, instead of keeping the hatred in, what he does is, he explains how it's bothering him, then what happens is, he will then get rid of all the different aveiras that come after. That's what Ramban explains, the whole mahalach, he says. He says that way a person will apologize, explain what happened, etc. The Ali Shura is very, very interesting. He says that many people would much prefer to keep the hatred and have that dubious pleasure of bearing a grudge than to actually say to somebody that they're upset. And he says there are two fundamental reasons. He brings others in other places, but two fundamental reasons. One is that a person enjoys being the injured party. It's a very nice feeling that I am the one who's the victim and you are the one the perpetrator, you're the one who's no good. If I ask and I tell, you might ask me, you might try and apologize, you might try and make it up, but then I'll no longer have that right, that virtuous right, that I'm the one who's good and you're the one who's bad. So therefore people prefer not to say what's bothering them, and then to have that feeling of, look at me, I'm the one who's suffering and you're the one who's no good. It gives them a certain tzidkus. Another thing he says is that people do not enjoy having to admit that they need something from other people. It's a certain gaiva a person has that he doesn't want. Let's say a person doesn't come to your simcha, or if a person said something hurtful, if you go up to them and then say to them that you should know that it was hurtful, you didn't come to the simcha, or that comment which you said made me upset, you're admitting a certain vulnerability, you're admitting that there's a certain weakness inside you, which is not so geschmack. People don't enjoy that. People prefer to pretend that they don't need anybody, or to pretend at least that nothing anybody says disturbs them. So therefore, to have to admit such thing is very, very difficult. But he says, if you read the words of the Ramban tells us, mamish, how terrible this avera can be. That instead of being able to clear the air, so to speak, instead of giving opportunity at least to explain, to apologize, or maybe sometimes it's a visa, they've got an invitation, he was out of town, he didn't know about the simcha, he wasn't well, etc., etc. A person prefers to keep that hatred, he's done a terrible avera. So the Ramban says, one continues from the other. Don't hate your brother. Rather, try and clarify the matter. Try and work it out. And in that way, and then you'll come to other madrigas, you will come to do revenge. If you follow that mahalach, of instead of bearing grudges, trying to work things out, a person can be zeicha to save himself from a lot of agmas, a lot of avers. The very beautiful explanation from the Tosefos Brocha. The Gemara in Bava Kamma tells us, very interesting if you think about it, the Gemara in Bava Kamma says that there was once a ganav who decided to do tshuva. He said to his wife, that's it, my thieving days are over. So what did she say? She said, well, if you do that, you're not going to have a thing left in your house, because every single thing in this house has been stolen, and you're going to have nothing left. So what did he say? You're right. And he didn't. He remained a ganav. So he says like this, the word siso can also mean to lift up. It's nasi. V'loi siso lov chet. Don't make that very, very big. Don't make him into a bigger rosho. Because you do so, you'll never succeed. Rather, make that very small. Tell him, it's a small thing that he needs to change. It's very beautiful. Okay. The Rachamah Kodesh got a lot of explanations possible, but one of them, which is quoted so many, he says very interesting. He says like this, a couple of his ideas. He asks the question that you've mixed things up. First it tells you the act, leisisma, and then it tells you who, and then it goes back to the act. Leisisma, it should have said, leisisma bilvavecho esachicha. If you ask the question, look, you should say like this, the heart is where the action is taking place. So leisisma esachicha bilvavecho, it should say, leisisma bilvavecho esachicha. So the Chaim HaKadosh says, there's two kinds of hatred. There's a hatred where a person shows very, very strong hatred. Right? You speak against the person, you shout at the person, you're nasty to the person. And there's a hatred where all you're doing is you're colder, you don't speak as often, you don't call them, etc. The first hatred would only be noticed by a further person. Most people won't notice if you don't call them all the time because they don't expect it. Your brother, what happens is, if you stop calling, then they would notice. That kind of distance is noticed only by a brother. Says Racham HaKadosh, resistno, don't hate. But which kind of hatred are we referring to? Esachicho. The kind of hatred which even your brother would notice, meaning a small distance. That means if a person, for example, gets hurt, and he decides, okay, you know what, I used to speak to this person every so often, now I'll avoid the person. So he thinks to himself, what have I done? I've not done anything terrible, I'm not shouting at him, I'm not doing anything to him. Says the Racham HaKadosh, no. If it would be your brother, that would be noticeable. And that's also included in the avir of leisisno. In fact, the Sefer Shlomo tells us before, he says it's going back on leisisno, that if a person's been hurt, and he decides, you know what, I'll still be nice to him, but not like I used to be. He's being over leisisno sachich bovavecha. The Shulchan Aruch passes, because if you don't speak to somebody for 3 days, which is quite common, not speaking to many people, you don't speak to for 3 days, but if you don't do it because of a broigus kite, then you're already considered a proper sinner, you can't be a dayan, you can't be an aid, etc. That's already Reish Sisters. So he says the word ochich on this posuk is explaining the level of age. Reish Sisters ochich b'vavecha. He also says another couple of explanations, just say very briefly. He says the Gemara tells us that the reason why Talmidei Chachamim were not liked is because they keep telling people off. So he says many times Talmidei Chachamim, the Gemara says the reason why Talmidei Chachamim were not sonu b'mosu mechassia was because they were used to tell people off. And in fact, the Gemara says that Rava, Rabbi told Rava that nobody's going to come to your levaya because he was used to tell people off. Okay. So he says that it's very hard for Talmidei Chachamim to do so. So what's the solution? If would people would keep resistance of Chichbo Vecha, they wouldn't get hurt, they wouldn't get hatred, they wouldn't get upset when they got told off, then the mitzvah of Chayat Chayach Savisech would be able to take place. It's only when there's resistance of Chichbo Vecha and people are able to cope with the criticism and not get upset, then the Chayat Chayach Savisech takes place. He says another expert. Yes. Why? On the contrary. That means like this. They were praised. You say like the Ramban, you're saying. That since they told Yosef, that's why it's okay. Yes, I hear. That's true. That since they told Yosef they were upset, therefore, okay. There's very ancient pshat. The sisters of Chich B'Vavecha, different nuances. Is that the word usually lev is spelled with one base, lev. Well, a couple of places spelled with two lev bases. For example, we have it, why b'chol levavcha double base? V'yitzatev v'yitzara, that you have to use the yitzatev and subject the yitzara to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So many of the Sforim, they talk about le'sisas achicha b'levavecha, why the double base? Could have said b'levcha, why b'levavecha? And many times what happens is that it comes to a person, a hatred, that what happens is because sometimes it's from the good. And what happens is, he feels he has a justified reason. The Yetzer HaTov is telling him to hate. The Torah says, "Resistus achicha b'levavecha with your two hearts. Don't use the Yetzer HaTov as an excuse, and don't use the Yetzer HaTov as an excuse. Neither excuse works." And so they say, for Yetzer HaChaim, it's slightly different, but he says like this. He says that the sons of Rebbe once had a chassid, who used to give him a very, very lot of tzedakah. And one day the chassid came to him and said to him that you should know I've got a friend who's also very wealthy. And he doesn't give anything. It really disturbed him. So he quoted to him this pasuk, "Resistus achicha b'levavecha," meaning like this, b'levavecha, you have a good heart to serve Hashem. That good heart to serve Hashem is causing you to be more upset with somebody else. And what you have to realize is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you that heart. He didn't give it to everybody. It's an unfortunate thing that sometimes a person decides to become passionate about a certain avodas Hashem. A person, for example, is working very hard in a campaign. And then he goes to people, he sees that people are not helping. A person decides it's very, very important to get to shul on time. He sees that other people are not. Each person has their akpada. And what happens is, as much as it's wonderful that he's working on this avodas Hashem, it is possible that he's losing out in another area. Is that by focusing and thinking about the importance of this, and then noticing other people don't have it, that can increase chas v'shalom hatred to other people, and that's the Tehu Lavir. So the possible sister Sachir Bavavecha, that good heart which you have to serve Hashem, don't let it be a cause to create chas v'shalom hatred to others. That's the Avir which the Pesuk is talking about. Yeah, okay. So the Chafetz Chaim says you can only hate somebody if the Avir is one which is a golui thing. If a person think Bichtav Elio walks in late. Is that it could be that Chosan's quite strong. The Michtav Elio writes, an unbelievable Chilgimel Gimel at the end, that there was in Altus the Bodka, there was a Bocha that used to stop doing Malacha an hour before Shabbos. An hour before Shabbos, he was ready. The Shabbos could stop doing all Malachas. And the Altus the Bodka said to him, as much as you think you're gaining in Kabbalah Shabbos, but think about what you're feeling when you watch the Bochum coming into Shul the last minute. It's loinzichnish. That's what he said to him. It's not worth it. And he told him to stop. He didn't just say to him it's not worth it. He told him to stop, get ready for Shabbos at the last minute. Shul Shafon Hirsch says that usually when we talk about this a friend, we say, Ve'acho, amischol, v'ktaksechetech samsecho. He says, the sister is achicha b'lvavecho. Got very beautiful language. I don't have time to go through it all. But he says that the person has to be aware that every single leader is a brother. And he says, all relationships in this world can stop. Marriage can break, you can get divorced, a friend, you can lose contact. A brother is a brother for life. Your sister is a chicha b'vavecha. A person has to realize every single yid is a brother, and therefore it takes away any chashash of things. I just want to insert the pasuk. There's a pasuk in Mishli. The pasuk there says, "Shesh hino sonei Hashem." That Hashem hates six things. Hashem hates six things, and there's seventh which hates particularly. And one of them, the pasuk there says, "What's the six things that Hashem hates?" Chirush b'chshavis oven, a person who plows thoughts of hatred. It's a very interesting word. That why would you use the word plowing to describe hatred? So the Mitzvah says, he turns his heart to it. And Moshe Shmuel used to say this a very lot. He used to say that the first original thought that a person has, for that he's not blamed. Meaning a person, for example, sees something happening, he feels a moment of hatred. A person gets hurt, a moment of hatred. A person sees something, disturbs him, gets upset. That first thought, for that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no tzvius. Because that comes to a person, that's a very big tzaddik, it comes automatically. The Aveira is the focus, the making lines of thought, making hachanas and preparations and building ideas as to why that person deserves that I should continue thinking badly about them. This is the idea of chirush. A chirush, the zvi happens automatically. But don't make it easy for the thoughts to catch root. Rather, a person should ignore them and let them wash away. And that's why when the Pasuk describes the Rosh, it describes, you should be aware, the Chofetz Chaim wrote a Sefer, it's not so well known, called Avas Yisor. The whole Sefer is based on this Pasuk, Le Sisna Chavur Vavecha. And there he writes that Le Sisna is one, as we mentioned right at the beginning, one of the terrible Averas. He says this brings to loads of other Averas, Nekima, Netira, Lashon Hara, Rechilos, all kinds of Averas. And he says another unfortunate thing about it is that a person can be over literally every single second. The Chaim Vital and Shai Kedusha writes that Sinner, a person can be over for every single second of sinner. And therefore he says to Chofetz Chaim, how terrible it is, we should be zeicher. Adrabah, we should see each other's milas chavarinu. And Chazal tell us, the Mitzvah Shom mentions it, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu oyev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only loves him, Yishe oyev esisor. We should be zeicher to Avas Yisor, and thereby to zeicher to Avas Hashem. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos. Shabbos. Thank you.